President Biden will make his first official trip to Canada later this week. One issue likely on the agenda with the Canadian Prime Minister is the spiraling humanitarian crisis in Haiti.
In the past 2 weeks alone, nearly 200 people have died in Haiti because of gang violence. There's also a food shortage, a constitutional crisis, and a cholera outbreak. And now the White House is leaning on Canada to take a leadership role to help solve these problems. Miami Herald correspondent Jacqueline Charles has the latest. Thanks for joining us again, Jacqueline.
Thanks for having me.
So, Jacqueline, in the span of 11 days, nearly 200 people have died in gang attacks, hundreds more kidnapped or injured. What's behind this latest surge in violence?
Well, what we're seeing in terms of the surge is that, you know, you have these gang territorial wars that are no longer just in particular parts of Port-au-Prince, but the gangs have now spread out. They're in the mountains. You have both rich and poor who are running for cover. They don't want to be kidnapped. They don't want to be killed. They don't want to be raped, because this is what we're seeing. Just last month alone, 259 kidnappings. That's the highest abduction figures in Haiti in a single month, the UN told us yesterday.
And the kidnapping, especially of poorer people, is that just to instill terror? Is there kind of gang rivalries going on? What's happening there?
It's everything. But one of the things that I found in talking to people on the ground and human rights activists is that they have noticed a correlation between the sanctions that have been leveled by the United States and Canada and what you're seeing now. Because of these sanctions, people who allegedly supported these gangs, either through money or through arms, they got scared and they backed off. But the gangs, they have payrolls. And so they have to find a way to make payroll. So they are kidnapping people and they are asking for large sums of money, regardless of what their economic status is.
Mm. Now, the acting Prime Minister, Ariel Henry, has asked for help from an international group of armed forces to help with security. The Biden administration supports the idea, but it doesn't want to lead it, Jacqueline. Why?
Yes, the Biden administration said they don't want to lead it. Everybody's talking about past interventions and how it did not provide the long-term stability in Haiti. The U.S. has come under a lot of criticism by a number of Haitians on the role that it has played in Haiti's crises, most recently being, you know, the elections of 2010, 2011, right after the country's devastating earthquake that left over 300,000 people dead. And so what you're seeing is that they are looking for somebody else. But last week, Trudeau, in two public appearances, cast a lot of doubts in terms of whether or not Canada is going to lead an outside military intervention into Haiti, which leaves a lot of questions in terms of what is Plan B for the United States, because the situation is spiraling out of control.
And why is Prime Minister Trudeau of Canada stalling? Why does he not want to step in?
He has not publicly said so. I mean, we've spoken to experts in Canada and they said, you know, while they may have been interested in the beginning, when they're looking at the situation on the ground in Haiti, it's very complicated and trying to determine what would success look like and how do you get out of this? How long do you stay in it? This is a country of 12 million people, barely 9,000 police officers, active duty, ready to go. They're ill-equipped. We are seeing that they have not been able to contain the violence. And so there's going to be a lot of heavy lifting for whatever outside force that goes in to assist the Haitian National Police into providing some sort of measure of security. And let me just say, you know, a lot of people are saying this is not a silver bullet. You know, Haiti needs short-term, medium-term, and a long-term solution. But when you talk to people on the ground right now, they need to be able to breathe. The gangs are monopolizing violence. They're raping individuals. They're killing people. They're kidnapping. There seems to be no end in sight.
I was just reading that the UN was calling the sexual violence the worst that it has seen in a very long time. How are regular people coping with all of this? There's the cholera outbreak. It feels like there's very little safe space there for people.
Indeed, there is very little safe space. And the longer that this has gone on, it's now spread to beyond just the capital. Even in the Artibonite Valley, we've seen, you know, hospitals have had to close their doors. Doctors Without Borders, I mean, they operate in war zones and they've closed the hospital because they just can't cope. So people are not coping. People are just sort of sitting and waiting and not knowing when they will be the next victim.
What is the end to this, Jacqueline? Is it just going to keep escalating?
That's the question the Haitians are asking themselves, because just when you think that it can't get any worse, it does. Just on Monday, 11 people were killed. Their bodies were burned. These are people, some of them were headed to work early in the morning when this attack happened. It is a very desperate situation. As someone said, we are living in a reign of terror.
Oh, Jacqueline. Miami Herald's Jacqueline Charles joining us. Thank you, as always.
Thank you.